I can't remember the first time I thought about our veterans or our military as a whole. I suppose it is just because my extended family has deep military roots, so I've always been raised to know just how important our veterans are. I do remember when I was young going to visit my grandparents. My grandfather wasn't there. Always busy as the commander of his VFW post, he was actively selling small red poppies. I didn't understand at the time why it was specifically those flowers, but now I do. I have learned that poppies signify sacrifice, a silent message that shocks me. It astonishes me to wonder how anyone could not understand how important our veterans are. They are some of the most important figures in our nation's history. It doesn't matter where they fought, or when, or how. Veterans stand as living attribution to their nation's trials and tribulations, sacrifices, and to show what their country stands for, or rather, for what it should stand. Every country has its veterans, but frankly, they aren't treated as the heroes they are by the people of today. At least here in the United States of America, it seems as though the average citizen has forgotten why veterans are important. It is time that we remember, not only for their sake, but our own. What compels them to conduct this patriotic duty for their country? While a lot of veterans from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam were drafted, they still served their duty without hesitation. They didn't put their brothers in arms in harm's way just because their name was picked to go fight a war they didn't start. They fought for their families, country, home, all things that are greater than themselves as an individual. One of my uncles was a World War II veteran and was in Pearl Harbor when it was bombed. He fought in the South Pacific as well as under General George S. Patton in England and France. He volunteered to fight those who sought to destroy entire nations, cultures, religions, and those who threatened the freedoms of millions of people and were willing to massacre millions of people to get their way. The Second World War is often considered the greatest example of good versus evil ever. Given who our veterans were fighting, they likely felt a duty to serve, drafted or not. Even looking at modern times, using Iraq as an example, the men who signed up to go into Iraq wanted to ensure that history didn't repeat itself. Iraq was ruled by a genocidal dictator who had a knack for invading sovereign countries. Sound familiar to a certain leader from the 1940s? Our veterans fought to prevent history from repeating itself, no matter how often it tries. Another reason veterans are important is that they protect people who cannot protect themselves. For example, my grandfather served in Korea in 1959, which was after the ceasefire was signed. American troops were still in Korea by this point to protect the people of South Korea from the ever-threatening communist North. There was a common threat throughout the mid to late 20th century that was seeing communist nations attempt to strip away the democratically installed freedoms of people who didn't ask for it to be torn away. In most cases, these attacks were against nations which did not have the means to protect themselves. Our veterans often chose their countries over themselves. Another uncle who served in Vietnam in the 1970s was drafted. He had a lot for which to fight. His home, his family, and he even had a girlfriend waiting for him. Once there, he was gravely wounded in combat, but he didn't give up. He persevered and continued fighting. His country was counting on him. The people of South Vietnam were counting on him in hopes to prevent the communist North from taking their democracy away. Perhaps most importantly, his brothers in arms were counting on him so that they too could return home. Veterans are important because they stand and fight for something greater than themselves, freedom. They fight to protect their families, homeland, and the American people for freedom and for rights taken for granted every single day. Every privilege enjoyed by modern society is thanks to the sacrifices made by our veterans. Because of this, our veterans should be honored for what they've done, not just on Memorial Day or Veterans Day, but every day. They should live every day for the rest of their lives, proud to see others wear that badge of honor, that little red poppy. While a silent symbol, it is a remembrance of their sacrifices and all the important things they've done to ensure we get to live the life we do today.